Despite roadblocks and police warnings that the protest was illegal, thousands of Malaysian Indians gathered Sunday in the capital, Kuala Lumpur. They wanted to march to the British embassy, blaming Britain for what they call discrimination against ethnic Indians in Malaysia. Instead, police used tear gas and chemical-laced water cannons on the protesters, forcing them to scatter on the streets of the business district. Police dragged several protesters into police vans and arrested them. In August, a Malaysian Hindu rights group sued the British government for $4 trillion, accusing it of bringing Indians into the British-occupied Malaya as indentured workers and exploiting them. This protester says the situation has persisted under the current Malay-dominated Malaysian government.
We become like slaves in this country. We born here. Our children born here. What is going on in this country?
Race is a sensitive issue in Malaysia. Under Malaysia's constitution, ethnic Malays receive preference over other ethnic groups in business, education, and jobs in the civil service. Indians comprise the third largest ethnic group in Malaysia. Sunday's protest is not only stoking racial tensions in Malaysia, but also testing the government of Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi. On Sunday, an ethnic Indian Malaysian minister, Same Velu, denounced the protest as a ploy to smear the government's name. Earlier this month, thousands rallied in Kuala Lumpur to demand electoral reforms. On Friday, activists from the Hindu Rights Action Force, which organized Sunday's protest, were arrested for sedition. Although in principle Malaysians are allowed freedom of expression, assemblies of more than five people need a permit, which is hard to get. Heather Baron, VOA News, Hong Kong.